morning. Welcome to worship on this fourth Sunday of Pentecost, June the 20th, 2021. I am Leanne Darlington, pastor at Zion Lutheran Church in Phillipsburg, and interim pastor at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Linwood. What beautiful weather we have had this past week. Warm days, drying breezes, some rain, which was really needed, and cool nights, which made it great for sleeping. As I record this on Saturday morning, the sun is shining, the sky is blue, and the humidity is returning. But it is summer, however, as summer begins today. Happy summer solstice to you. And a happy Father's Day to all the fathers and father figures. I hope you get a chance to relax and enjoy your day. Some other announcements this morning. Your church council met this past week, and a return to in-person worship is on hold until the next meeting in August. This is mostly due to the increased COVID numbers in Waterloo region. Please speak to myself or any council member if you have any concerns, and know that your council wants to get back to worship, but we want to do it in a safe manner. As always, please join us for coffee hour today at 11 a.m. All are welcome. And also please remember that Zion relies on your contributions in these times of pandemic. If you have not made a donation lately, you are welcome to do so. Let us take a moment to prepare our hearts and minds for worship. Today, during our service, we will also commemorate National Indigenous Day, which is tomorrow, June the 21st. We give thanks to the Eastern Synod, the Anglican Church of Canada, and the United Church of Canada for providing the resources I am using today. We begin our service with a land acknowledgement written by Sherry Wilker. We are walking hand in hand on this safe and bountiful land, which is part of the Grand River watershed, traditional territory of the Anishinaabe, Mississaugas, and Neutral peoples, fellow sojourners. We give thanks to the Creator for this gift and recognize our responsibility as treaty people to care for the land and waters that nourish us and give us strength. We also acknowledge that it is our duty to do more to learn about the rich history of this land, to better understand our roles as residents, neighbors, caretakers, and sojourners. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you. Let us pray. O God of creation, eternal majesty, you preside over land and sea, sunshine and storm. By your strength, pilot us. By your power, preserve us. By your wisdom, instruct us. And by your hand, protect us. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Our gathering song this morning is one of my favorites. It is When Peace Like a River, It Is Well With My Soul. And it is from the ELW hymn number 785.